I'm out of breath. I had a rush to the microphone. Let me take my breath a little bit before I talk about ISIS again. But my subject matter last night was ISIS and how it applies to us. I have got it in a form, ISIS, sex, and you. And I'm going to continue tonight together to if I can improve on my understanding on this. It is essential that we are becoming, in our relationships with each other, like ISIS. But the women are getting the stronger hand. All she has to do is call the police for nothing. And the man doesn't stand a chance. Is this the opposite? The man can do nothing. Yes, men beat up women. I get that. And they get what they deserve. But the point is, there's something you ladies need to know about this. Because there's a lot of you who learn to demoralize and neuter a man by just warning, just letting her know that if she doesn't get away, she's going to call police and make it up. Or make a situation happen purposely. This is dangerous stuff here. And the women's organizations are behind it as a political group. We got to be very careful. Very, very careful, my dear friends. This is very dangerous stuff we're dealing with. So I know a person, you know, it's a friend of the family. And his wife fell on the floor and tripped over a chair. And then she took that opportunity to call the police. And that's neutered him for the rest of his life because what about the second call? So he's lived that way for 15 years. I don't know how he could stand it. This is happening wholesale in America. Women are beginning to get control over the men and the politicians over the women. And so making the punishment for something you may have not done wrong. But in other words, you can't win in court. It's going to be that men cannot succeed to defend themselves, they're assumed to be guilty. That is a beginning of other things. And I said years ago, what's going to happen? That the laws will be so dangerous, there'll be so many laws that you can't possibly comprehend them all, and therefore you're all guilty at any time and can pick you off like a ripe tomato. Okay. Or low-hanging fruit, to put it rather. I didn't mean to say that. The devil made me say that. All right. So, where am I now? The number to call is 800-866-8883. And my name is Roy Masters. And while I'm talking to you, I'm looking for something to set this program in motion, because it always begins 5 or 6 minutes after the top of the hour. The number is 800-866-8883, and you can get to me by phone, 800-866-8883, to discuss, whether you're a man or a woman, this subject matter. I've got two I can't find the word. I have two versions. I'm going to make a second version, but I got two versions of the title. ISIS and the Family. ISIS, Sex, and You is the one that we labeled last night. I suggest you get a copy of it, and then you can repeat it all you want and give it away free. I don't care. But make sure you get it to the guys. Make sure you get it to the guys, and then the women too, because either one can be doing the other. And that's why we have so many divorces and lots of kids. So how can we keep our children out of trouble? We got to keep ourselves out of each other.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, watch out for the horror of things to come beginning within 8, 7, 8, 9 weeks, to my guessing. But I'm going to tell you a horror that nobody wants to talk about. It seemed to me that what I said about ISIS, the psychological programmed individual from birth, what I said applies to America. Are people beginning to act like that? And to begin the story, I want to repeat what I said at the end of yesterday's program, so that it sets in motion something awful and something that you are inclined to become enamored with and enslaved by. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. This story is about sex and the outcome of it when it's misused, and why the government, the liberal government, the Marxist government, whatever the hell we have now, is making women emboldening them, giving them lots of power, especially when you're married. Especially when you're married. When you're married and you've got children, then there's certain things that women do and men do not understand. They're very sort of innocent or ignorant, either way. But that will bring down this country if it's not exposed. So what I use and will use over and over again is that America is becoming, having the faint, but not so much faint, but the clear vision that we are becoming like them upside down. In other words, women are demoralizing men and sending them to jail. And so let me start with a story. And it's a real story of a man I know for a long time. And his wife fell over a chair. I know this lady. I know that she used to come to my seminars a long time ago. But she fell over a chair. Husband never touched her. And then decided she'd blame him for abuse. And the police came. And in this area, a man has no defense. He's always guilty. No defense. You're guilty until proven guilty. And so he lives. He's not divorced. He has kids. He has obligations. So he lived in fear of a second one, and therefore she had neutered him, so that he couldn't function. He wanted divorce, but he didn't want to lose his place as father for the kids. And so somebody just had a nice talk with him and gave him some very good advice about that, which I will not tell you who that person is. It could be me and it could be somebody else. See, but this is happening all over the country. Women are doing the setting the men up to fail, and the women are maybe setting up the men to fail without knowing they're doing it. And then they can set the men up to fail because they know the outcome can reward them financially, or neuter and have the pleasure to neuter the man so he is the woman and she is the man. And in fact, that is what is in every woman to begin with. It's called the Eve syndrome. You know Adam and Eve. Let's call it the Eve syndrome that comes from generation to generation. Unless men are properly informed how to deal with a woman and be careful, don't let her make you mad. And then because you get angry, there arises a hostility to impulse. It's a flight and fight impulse, which is not good. So be careful of your anger, because you hear me talking about anger all the time. So gentlemen, you've got to watch your anger, because innocently, unconsciously, a hatred of men, the desire to rise over his powers. And women do that just by being a woman. And men become addicted, if you pardon the expression. They're both the same, see? And in other words, it becomes like a person's on dope, because he is a dope. He doesn't understand that when you get into a woman, what's in a woman, that's not that what he should be rescuing her from, it's the serpent of Paradise Lost, is emboldening that woman, the power of that woman over him. Now, this is just the beginning. And so we're going to get to ISIS and everything else, but I'm saying to you, this is happening on a grand scale. And the reason why you have easy divorce, no-fault divorce, is they want to destroy the family. And the feminist side, if you recognize yourself. So just get a good upset and call me, because you recognize yourself. And I warn you, you who just reacted... You who just reacted to this man, you man-hater, see, will twist this to mean what it isn't. But I warn you, the anger has opened the door to me into a psyche, so you better watch out. So but listening to this program may not suit you. As long as you, but it will cause you to come back and listen again, see if you can find fault. But you can't find it. And that makes you angry again. And I'll get you. Because I'm an enemy of your kind. You're my adversary. And you can't beat me at this game no matter what. Do what you want. I understand it. But you'll always end up with the worst of it. Or the better of it, because you might wake up as a sweet little girl. And a nice woman for some guy. So... be careful. You're an intimate, and you're bringing our country down. And so listen carefully, because I'm going to help the beautiful ladies out here to be careful what they're doing. Be careful about that anger of their husband and his need and the anger he has when you don't want to give him. And you have a right not to give him. And that causes him to be angry and you angry. And then there's a fight. And then you kiss and make up. But the kissing and make up is meaning he's got sex where he doesn't deserve it, because she gets upset and feels guilty, and she's got kids, and she doesn't want to break up the marriage, so she yields. That's not good. But that makes a man into an ISIS to some degree, because you're having your way with him. You know he has needs. And then if you refuse his advance, he'll be angry. And in order to keep from being angry, the last relationship, you had to give in because anger makes you feel guilty. And when you feel guilty, you think you've done something wrong and you want to straighten it out, and you give him sex, and that emboldens him to be a bigger bastard than he was before. How am I doing so far? We haven't talked about the vices. We talk about vice, ISIS, and vices. We want to see that as a whole country, a whole religion, or whatever it is they call a religion, based on the fear of women to such a degree. They need their sex so bad. They've got a system that was built maybe in the 2nd century or the 3rd century or 5th century or the 15th century. I don't know when it came from. But it came from certain kinds of men who have to have that sex and not have the repercussions of the woman getting stronger than him. The changing identities, as is happening in our country. We can't have men becoming pussycats. We can't have men, women becoming men and running the family. There's something upside down here. It's upside. The rule of thumb is, if you're a Christian, and you should be, this is a Christian nation, and go to hell anybody else who thinks any different. Okay? It's God, His Son, only begotten, and other sons that come from that, from believing. See, therefore the man in his right mind, not in his wrong mind, is over the woman. The woman is gracious and submits, but not out of fear, out of respect. If he was the president of the United States, he's in office. Man has an office called man. He's a person who's a man. A woman is a woman, a person as a woman. And there is an order, a divine order, not just an animal order. It is that men should rise above. I remember the story, so shall the punishment of Eve taking over Adam and taking control over everything. It spread like, it was the sin that spreads through the human race like a virus, a pandemic. Everywhere on earth you'll find it, not just America, but America is sinking to its lowest depths. It's no longer a free country. It is no longer a free country. And in that state of mind that you have about sex, you have a person who's encouraging the Eve side of the female. And men not having understanding of how to do this, how to be chivalrous and gracious and give a woman what she wants, firm, kind correction, and without any anger. So the rule of thumb is, if you want a better life, you don't know what you got married, the safest thing you can do is to hold your ground, gentlemen. I'm talking to the men, because the men are in danger here, millions of you. And so the good men, the decent men, that you need to understand, that you have to understand that women are going to tempt you in every way possible, beginning with the sex, which brings you down to her level, which makes it impossible for you to correct her because she's now bigger than you are and you don't know it yet. You're addicted to that sex. And you think of it as love. And you want lots of love. And she may give you enough love to make you more dependent and to become violent for it. And there we begin our next session after this break. Okay, 800-866-8883. 866-8883. Okay, here I am again. So let's go back to what I started to say, what I wanted to talk about. and it's the story. I've given you just a little lecture on the subject of sex, which has very dangerous consequences. I'm only just starting at the tip of the iceberg. I'm now going to tell you what happens and what was said to me about 40 years ago, 40, 35 years ago, when I started my foundation in England. It's still running very well, thank you. But I put in position a power I didn't know very much. He was a kind of a fat guy, but he's on welfare, but he's very intellectual. I thought, well, I'm not that smart in those days. So I had nobody else to help me put things together, to gather all the people who've been listening to me on a boat. In other words, the only place I could do a radio program was on a boat. Maybe Paul can put down the name of the boat because I forgot it. But it was a very famous boat. And eventually the Dutch came out and blew it up or disabled the radio stuff in it. And it sits in England to this day. And it has a name, and I forgot it. Or Radio Caroline, that's it. I was on there years and years and years, and I dare not go to England because radio wasn't allowed there. So I did tapes from Radio Caroline, and it had a tremendous effect in England. And when I had to do my programs in France and in Ireland and other places, otherwise I'd go to jail in England just for using a radio to reach people. It's only just made a dirt that we're on the radio now there, but it's only I have to be on there after 7 o'clock so kids don't hear me. Can you believe that? Anyway, but they need to hear me. Young people do need to hear this. Maybe is just a bit too much. So, okay. I got along with that. So the man said, he gave me a story. First of all, I said, how can you remember everything I say and speak it word for word as if it was coming from me? He said, I have a memory. No, I don't understand that. But if I eat a certain tomato soup he makes, I can't remember he gave it a name. I haven't talked about this for a long time. So it was a silly kind of name. But as long as he was eating something and enjoying it, he could hear me and remember everything he says and play it back. And so when I gave him power, he began to be sexual, in a sense, and began to open me up like he was a buddy of mine and he should hear, you know, his conquests. And I listened. And this is what he said. He said, well, and he went right to the end. And I was startled. But since then I've understood it. The appearance of ISIS, I understand them. But also they're coming here. Not just here in person. Yes, they're coming here in person. But they're getting into men and women. But where women are fighting back. In other words, free sex. The impropriety of it is everywhere. Women and men's copulating like dogs in the alley and thinking that just getting married, that the wedding bed is sacred. No, it's not. If you have sex with lust, it's abuse. And but you can be the abuser, or the woman who is smart can turn your abuse into addiction. And so you become a slave of her. So, but we'll talk about that later. I need not to tease you with this. Just quickly, he says, the more sex I had, the more I wanted. I felt guilty. I'm going to add something to that that wasn't said, but I'm saying it as if he was saying it, and this part is that part. He said, I felt guilty. This is what ISIS feels every time they rape and abuse a woman or two. often as he wants. There's guilt there. And the guilt, and all men, when they have sex, it's never enough. And when they feel anxiety over it because it was improper, they have a feeling of guilt. But no man who he doesn't understand it, but whatever it is about the feeling of guilt is because he sinned. He used a woman for his pleasure and not because he loves her. That's it. Big difference. And so the guilt that ISIS, I'll stop here because this is part of the story. I fit ISIS in. So the ISIS, when they have a sex with a slave and two slaves, and he feels guilty afterwards because it's a sin. He doesn't believe in God. He believes in some other god of the underworld. And so it can't be him that's guilty. It's the women that's guilty. They're not guilty. They're a slave. They cannot say no. But he doesn't care. He is in charge of the woman, and the woman is not in charge of her, of him. See? And so therefore women can be used as slaves. But what happens is the guilt that man feels, and you feel, sir, in your freedom, so-called freedom we have. There's not much left. Okay. What did you say, David? Yeah, okay, thank you very much. I'll take just a minute. So the guilt that the ISIS swine experience is accounted to her. In other words, she made him guilty. Therefore, after the sex, he beats her up. And he projects the guilt that he feels on her. And she can't do anything about it but be more submissive. Or dead. That is what ISIS is. And now let me ask you, before I go on to my caller, who may break the principles I'm speaking about, we'll talk about something else, but I hope they're talking about this. Have you felt the guilt, gentlemen? Have you felt the guilt and wanted more and your wife didn't? Can you remember feeling guilty? And then quietly blaming her and quietly getting upset. But when you get upset, it activates the sexual desire. Emotion, that kind of emotion, awakens the sexual self. The carnal self awakens all of the attributes, the emotions, the five senses are awakened by anger. And you reduce to an animal that's hungry for love. I've got last night's program, the first hour, was ISIS, Sex, and You. You can get a copy of that. And maybe this one will equal the quality of yesterday. Oh, am I live already? Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome again. Martin, hold the line. I'll take you when I'm finished after 3 minutes. Okay. I suggest you get the first hour of yesterday's program and put it in your computer and send it to all your women and men friends, because it implies most of you. See, what's happening is opposite. What's happening is the reason why ISIS or men become ISIS, because they are dominated by women over the years. If you look back into your generations, grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers always ruled the house, and the guy was a drunk, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the things that go with it. Women are in charge, even if they don't seem to be in charge. When it comes to ISIS, when a woman is forced to have sex or be murdered, it's still the same thing. There's a compulsion in the man to feel guilty and project the guilt onto the person for not satisfying him enough. So you've got to be very careful here. And women with the law on their side, and properly so, now starts the law starts to misusing that and in emboldening the women to set up the man to fail. So that the problem is that she, Eve, understands Adam's weakness, and for a little while the party is on. And after a while, she has control over him and can say no. And then there's an argument. And when the argument is then, and then it gets hotter and hotter, and he gets mad. And then she says, go ahead, hit me. He's now in a hypnotic state. He's emotionally penetrated and now subject to the words, hit me, because it's matching the emotion. So she's become a sort of a hypnotist in the sense to make something happen. And then it only takes one time. If you want to get divorced and you want to get money, you do it that way, and that's the way it's done. And if you have a nice, decent man, but you want to get above him and you cannot, then you do what I said in the early part of the program. You fall over a chair and blame it on him. And you neuter that man forever. And we can't let this kind of thing go without informing men how they're dragged into the women thing, why sex is so more powerful now than it's ever been. And I'm warning you, there's forces behind this that are destroying who you are, men, women, and men, and the children. How could we get and keep our children out of trouble when you're out of trouble, every one of you, because every one of you is guilty. 9 out of 10 of you are guilty of everything I've said. So please stay tuned so that you may survive to be a free person in a many people surviving. All right. We'll be right. And the number is 800-866-8883. We're taking calls now. Let me see how much courage you've got, you little creeps, you little cowards.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, so every woman, every Eve, needs a gracious husband that's firm and unyielding in principle. That's all, to correct the Eve that Adam didn't. That's all. And you need to understand that until you find the truth in your heart, and make, because the suffering you have with your women and your wives will make you cry out for that. And then if I can help you understand it, you'd be surprised you can put your marriage together and live happily ever afters, because the constitution of the mind is spiritual. And when the constitution of the mind is ordered, God, Jesus, man, woman, children, that order with respect to each other, all with respect to the living example of the father who has been demoralized by seduction. Okay, and the encouragement of seduction by the left. May the devil get them and never get out. All right. Now we're going to go to our calls. This, I will try to make this program 2 hours, 1.5 hours left. On the subject, do you have the courage to call me about something or what you see in yourself or what you've learned tonight so you can put it in another way that other people can understand it better than I could explain it? That's what often happens when people call. They're so eager to bring it forward that finally somebody's finally said it. And then in his or her diatribe, they begin to explain the details that I never experienced. Never. I made my mistakes, but I never experienced, or I never went that far to be bothered and be destroyed, as most of you already are. And so the stories I get in my 55 years of counseling on the radio, I've got all those stories, and all the stories are the same hell on earth as it is the Hades. And there's forces behind this that is behind Eve, but you men born of woman haven't got that. You have the potential of it, and you have the intuition of it, but you're overcome by your mother almost from the day you're born. She dotes over you, or she rejects you. Or yes, did a bloody good fight with your dad and made him look bad, and you hate him, and you tend to give your loyalty to her, thinking he's a bad guy when he's just got upset and flew off the handle and couldn't help himself. She did it. But he doesn't understand these things. Now, I want to help men to understand them and treat women the way they need to be treated. They may take umbrage at first, but as long as you're calm, cool, and collected, and she can't get to you, the good in you is able to get into her. It may take a while. All right, we're going to take Martin. And the number is 800-866-8883. Do you have the courage to call me? Because your country is being taken over, yes, by the opposite of ISIS. What do you call it when the women are doing it to the men? And you can understand over the years, hundreds and thousands of years, that men have become to be subject to that. See? Okay, good word, David. Feminizists. All right. Let me put Martin on, and we'll talk about feminizists. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Martin. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr.
Is this Roy? You can just call me Roy.
Okay, Roy. Thank you.
If Jesus says you can call him by his first name, I can surely let you call me by my first name. Okay.
I don't know if you remember me or not, but I did call about 6 months or so ago. I was dealing with alcohol problems then, and you said something along the lines, I'll never be a man if I don't stop drinking. And so I just wanted to refresh and let you know that we did speak before, but I wanted to speak about the conversation. Since that time, I actually have gotten a girlfriend.
David, he's talking. The sound is very tinny on this end. I can't follow him. Could you just sort of explain to me on your end, if you hear it clearer, what he said?
Roy, can you hear me better now?
Yes. Speak nice and clear, and I will do the same. Thank you. Okay. So roughly rough out as quick as you can the essential points of your call.
Okay. I wanted to understand. I have a girlfriend now for the first time, and I wanted, you know, I see a lot of the things that you're talking about tonight.
Yes.
About trying to overcome me, and I don't understand it all, and so.
But if she's inviting you, she has not been brought up right, or has been violated and using her body as a weapon.
If she's inviting me?
If she invites you to have sex, which no gracious woman would.
Right.
If she invites you and you're not married. The whole purpose of sex is to have marriage and have a husband, a father, to bring up the kids. Because the darkness rules the world everywhere. And so therefore only a man is capable of, there are rare exceptions to that, but men are meant, they're designed to be the head of the home. And the forces are through women to make it otherwise. And if it's otherwise, there's no country. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And if there's a feminist out there, I just want to let them know that their reaction to me just now is a hypnotic one, that she can never get over it, that she's a dirty rat, and she can be saved only by listening to me and giving me a chance to bring her back to her maiden form. Thank you. All right. Because
so
you... Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. So I just wanted to understand, how do I stay... I mean, how do I stay in control? I mean, how do I just
you don't have to be in control. You have to watch your impulses. You have to watch what is born into you. I keep repeating this again, but let me repeat it so it applies to you. Through one man, only one man, who had sinned and left behind the constitution of his spirit, where you know everything at once, like God is. Your purpose is there, everything at once. How you should think, how you should move, what your story is going to be, and what the trials and tribulations are, which you overcome. You're in the overcoming business. And so, therefore, you move and have your being, and you unfold like a flower. And that is a man's role, to be connected to his Christ or God, whichever way how you believe, but to be really, really connected and become, therefore, an authority that cannot be overcome, but cannot be, no matter how anybody tried, cannot be, especially the women. And the women need a man that she cannot overcome. And eventually she gets so frustrated she gives in, but not because he's a pressure, only because he will not be overcome like Adam was. And then you have to get that information by being still and knowing what it is. That's the only rough way I could say it. So there's no struggle with it. You have to, if that's a whore, excuse me, ladies, that are making a living and making fun of them, looking down their nose at the pigs, okay? So if she finds a man that's different, let's make a worst case scenario. So let's say she is that, and she seduces you or finds you such a kind man, she gives you a freebie. That's her way of being kind. That's the way she's broken. She probably comes from a Christian you find lots of people, lots of women like that, who have fathers who are preachers, and they've got one face in the church, another face at home. Dirty old men. See that? Okay, so this is... So when the woman... Let's make a picture story. So she comes to you and offers herself, and you say, look, I do appreciate what you want, but I'm the kind of man that cares for a woman, that I do not want to use her for my pleasure seeking and my sense of worthless worth. And she's surprised. You may find in prostitutes, I've had quite a few prostitutes in the past years when I had a bigger audience, would call me and say, I just never heard of anything like this before. It's beautiful. I feel like a different person. So this is what I want you to be, is how I deal with it. So if you want to take her to dinner, and she still gives it, and then maybe she then says, well, you know what, I think you're just afraid. You're not a man, and starts intimidating you. Let's carry it to that point. You don't react. You said, but it is not so. I understand you can't help. You have a hatred for men, and this is how you enjoy overcoming them, without realizing they're being overcome and just sending them away. Worse than they were before. and you a little richer, but also a little worse as well. See? And so if you talk like that, then two things happen. And you're leaving you pure and clean, you did the right thing. Or she's a really nice lady inside, and she'd been programmed, and she will start to see there are real people in the world, and not all men are the same. And
right.
Then, you see, so you could still be friends. But if you're right. Going to be friends, you got to give her time to become a real woman again. So you may have right. To court her several years and no sex. My daughter said, "Dad, do you like David?" And I said, "Yes, he's a nice young man." He asked me to marry him. "Do you think I should marry him?" I said, "I can't tell you. You're your own person." So she waited 8 years. I thought it was 7. She waited 8 years, and he waited 8 years. And they have their little problems, but in the end story is they live happily ever after. And everything, all the order is now perfect. And the children are now, there's been little problems, and then little problems are big problems to kids. So have you got the gist of what I'm trying to say? Okay, don't go away. 800-866-8883. Forgive my language. If you're guilty, you'll just feel uncomfortable. All right, here we are back again. So now, Martin, what have you learned from me?
I believe that, you know, you got to be with God and truly, you know, repent away from a woman's desires to want to take you over, right?
Yes.
Every time she tries to come after you sexually, you got to say no until you're married, right?
Well, yes, and then, of course, many women, I call them man-eaters, because the name Manita is a nice woman's name, but you could break that down to man-eater. And that's what is when they're addicted to men, and they enjoy the pleasure of degrading them and not realizing they're also degrading themselves. Then they're difficult to deal with, and they look out for prey. And if you're married to one, and you are addicted to it, they can hold you and be nice to you and keep on giving you what you want while she's getting what she wants, control over the family. You don't want a woman controller over the family. You need a man over the family, but a man who has the authority of Jesus Christ, our Lord's. And this is a Christian country. And if you don't like this, are going to give you a smack in the brain as
Amen.
I'm talking to... Yeah, no, I'm talking to my audience, not you. So you put yourself aside for a minute. I forget you're there. When I say this, when you get upset with what I'm saying, you're it. I'm just enjoying this so much. You have no idea. All right. Because that's how I kill the enemy. I want the Americans to understand you've got to kill the enemy. It's within you. And it's in the ladies. And many of them know it. And they're looking for a man that... I'm telling you, they're looking for a man that can say no. I never forgot. Are you listening, Martin? I'm going to tell you a quick story.
Yes.
I think it was 60 Minutes. There was a very beautiful lady there. And in the interview, she says, "I got lots of money. I would give everything I have ever earned to a man who could say no to me." That's how bad it is. Okay. She needed that love, the father love that came through the man. And that was Adam that failed. Now you have a redemptive man, and men are redemptible, redeemable. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I'm going to make a suggestion. Boston, you've got something more to say. You interrupt me, okay? I got a suggestion to everybody, men and women. Women, you don't want to become like ISIS in reverse and enslave and new to them that way with the law on your side and causing him to get upset and say, go hit me and make him do it. All you have to do is intimidate him enough and argue enough with him, and he might do it anyway with it. Because when a person's angry, a murder is in his mind. Violence is in his mind. That's why you must never, ever be, as especially as a woman now, not hating the hurter. Yes, you could suffer slings and arrows of outrageous fortunes, yes. You may have been born into a world like that, yes. But if you're listening to me, let the anger go and watch what happens. Let the anger go. Even if you're compelled to go along and you can't help yourself, like ISIS, women of ISIS can't help themselves. They've got a dagger at their throat. Some of them just want to die. But that's not the reason, not the good reason. So there's compliance with that anger. And then you're not guilty. The women of ISIS are not guilty. It's the men that are wicked and guilty. But they suffer from the lack of it, because a woman who's normal cannot give him all the sex he needs. She can't. She feels dirty and unclean. You know that's true, ladies. And sooner or later, you have to stop. Because you haven't got it in you anymore, you feel dirty. And you begin to hate him. And that gives a signal to a man to be really rebellious and really hurt you. And then, well, I can't say, if I spoke anymore, I won't be my friend.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, how do we beat ISIS? And how do we keep them away from the United States?
No, about ISIS, how do you say that?
How do we beat them and keep them away?
You have to kill ISIS. Didn't he say? No. We are speaking. I'm giving you the psychology of ISIS, and then the beginning of it being the other way around in a constitutional country, which is not being upheld. Women are beginning to have their way, and men and using the law and using and setting them up to be angry, like ISIS is angry. But this time she's got the law on her side. All she has to do is intimidate him. And it builds up an anger in him that wants to hit her, but he naturally or unnaturally suppresses it. But then she continues to intimidate him. And the problem is not solved. And the only way it's going to be resolved, if he gets really upset and she says, hit me. Go ahead, hit me. And then she suggests the behavior she's implanted emotionally, which is then acceptable, and then she's made him happen to, and then she neuters him by the law. And she takes over the family, she takes over all the money, he loses all his rights. And so this is what's happening in America everywhere. There's no need for this. It needs to be understood, and men need to understand it so they can be real men, and then the goodness in every woman will begin to be happy ever after. See, so it's the men that is the weakness, and the women just try to get, when that weakness is there, then Eve is alive. Eve is compulsive. She tries him by doing something stupid, and he gives in. She tries him when she does something stupid and then argues with him when he's reasonable. But the woman is not reasoned with, and it makes him mad, and then bang, it happens again. So I say to the men, you have to be impervious to intimidation by women. You have to be impervious to the seduction of a woman thinking that you got a good deal. I'm warning you that what's gone wrong with America is its virtues is lost. The Christ has gone out of Christianity. All you've got is preachers babbling intellectually. I will tell you what an intellectual is. It's a person that has all knowledge and no common sense. In place of the common sense is Satan. And Satan can take the conservative point of view as just as well as the liberal point of view. They can switch from one to the other. You didn't know that, did you? That's why you're always getting the wrong person. Because the person who can do that is a pussycat. So you see that the reason why Obama has gone so far is because the Republicans are weak men. They got lots of nice things to say, but when they come to a woman, that's the president. He acts like a woman and appears and has the hypnotic behavior of a woman. And you can't beat it. I can beat it. I could be the guy that does that, but I'm no near with him at all if I was a politician. But, you know, people like me don't become politicians. We become maybe champions I hear the music. Let's just stop right here. Martin, is any questions you want? The phone number is 800-866-8883. Tell Martin to continue the thoughts. Oh, here I am, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. It's an hour gone by? See, I didn't know. Would you like to call my office? We do have some... you know the 7-minute meditation is free? And please, don't proselytize this. Just find a person who's broken and have anxiety. He says, you have anxiety, you've got problems. Yeah. Just go listen to the 7-minute meditation. Really? It helped me a lot. That's all you need to do. Take them to the antidote for all, you know, location on the web. Or you can go to my website, fhu.com. And please support the program with your gracious support. It's so essential. Every penny.